Life in the early days and life today still seems to revolve around the same concerns and activities. Optimism in the town until World War I was high. There was word of a gold rush, talk of interurban railways, and 30 million people in Alberta. And what an advantage for Cochrane to be situated so near to Calgary. The town was characterized in the early days by dirt streets, wooden sidewalks, and wandering animals. In those days, it was cows, not dogs and cats. There are a number of articles in the newspaper complaining about cattle wandering about and creating a nuisance. They would tear open sacks of grain in the backs of wagons, spilling the contents onto the streets, or they would inflict damage in yards and gardens. Excitement seems to have been provided by runaway teams and wagons. Some were serious, others were not. Finally, hitching posts were provided in certain areas. Politics, local, provincial, or federal, was another hot topic. During World War I, there was a white feather mail campaign. It seems envelopes with a white feather in it were sent to the young men in town and area who had not yet joined up. It seems that the young women in town were suspect, and it resulted in a letter of denial signed by a large number of women being printed in the paper. The usual shenanigans took place, often associated with Halloween. There was a report in one issue of The Advocate in 1909 of a number of young men being hauled before the magistrate for removing or tipping over closets, as they were called. I understand from stories told that some of these closets even ended up on flat cars and being shipped out of town.